Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Captain's America Radio Show and Troop Talk Radio, Voice of the Troops, wherever you happen to be listening to us from this week. We appreciate you taking time to listen to another one of our brave military men or women from wherever they're stationed in the world around us and calling us today from Afghanistan. We've got Sergeant First Class Lionel Rodriguez, and he is calling us from Shindan Air Force Base in Afghanistan. Sergeant Rodriguez, thank you very much for being a guest.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Now, I want to give you an opportunity, Sergeant Rodriguez, right off the bat to say hello to everybody and anybody that's listening, so go right ahead.
Hey, I just want to say hello to all my battle buddies out here in Shindan. I also want to say hello to my sister, who's living in Killeen, Texas, taking care of things for me. Also, my grandmother, who is in the Bronx, New York, Teresa Escalet.
All righty. Now, you are over there with the HHC, and you are with Task Force Comanche. Tell us what Task Force Comanche is doing over there in Afghanistan.
Well, Task Force Comanche is an aviation unit providing a lot of air support to the ground troops, air security, PAX mobility from and to the our regional command west. So providing, doing great things for out here in this portion of the Afghanistan, giving a lot of mobility to get things done in the air world.
And Sergeant Rodriguez, you were in Afghanistan once before, I believe. You were over at Bagram, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, sir.
All right, where is the Shindan Air Force Base located in Afghanistan in relationship to Bagram?
In relationship to Bagram, it's more on the western portion of Afghanistan.
Okay, so you're out there in what we refer to as the Wild West.
That's right, the Wild, Wild West.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that terminology and why it's used for that, because literally you guys are out there waiting for something to happen, and you don't have to wait very long most of the time. And folks, we are speaking with Sergeant First Class Lionel Rodriguez. Now, his hometown is the Bronx, New York. However, his home station, Fort Hood, Texas, and he's calling us from Shindan Air Force Base in Afghanistan. All right, well, your current deployment over there, how's things going right now, Sergeant?
Things are going very well. We're actually kind of finishing things up. We have about 2 months left here in country, and things are actually starting to pick up again. You know, all the redeployment process and preparation is going. So it's long hours, but it's we see the end of the light, and so it keeps us motivated, it keeps us excited, knowing that we're going home, reuniting with our families and friends.
Now, your MOS, you are working in human resources, and in the military, I guess that means that you're kind of like you handle all the personnel matters. Is that right for your unit?
Yes, that is correct, sir. Yes, I am the human resource manager for my unit, so pretty much taking care of everyone's promotions, finance, awards, any pay issues, their mail, of course, so it stays pretty busy.
Well, see, you hit a home run there. Pay. Everybody wants to know about the pay. Now, how are the soldiers doing? Are they getting their pay regularly? No holdups, no drawbacks? They're just getting it on a regular basis these days?
Oh, yeah, definitely getting on a regular basis these days. At first, you know, there was a little scare because of the issues that the government was having. But there was no hiccups. Everyone's getting paid on time. So everyone's happy.
Well, in case you haven't already heard this, Sergeant First Class Rodriguez, and folks, we're speaking with Sergeant First Class Lionel Rodriguez, calling us from Shindan Air Force Base in Afghanistan. In case you haven't already heard this, a friend of the military, a former Marine, 3 tours in combat, 2 in Afghanistan, 1 in Iraq, Duncan Hunter Jr., has proposed legislation to take the military out of the equation anytime the word budget comes up in the future, which I think is a no-brainer to me.
Oh, wow, I didn't know. I was not aware of that.
Well, now you know, so you can spread it along to your buddies. Now, how does your job, Sergeant Rodriguez, contribute to the overall mission?
My job in particular contributes to the overall mission, being that, you know, make sure the soldiers get their promotions, which is always very important to them, you know what I'm saying, making sure their hard work is recognized through the awards. Another big morale builder is, you know, getting their mail to them in a timely manner. You know, it's something like seeing a soldier's face when he gets a package at the end of the day during mail call, you know, showing that their loved ones are still thinking about them, sending them their care packages and letters and stuff like that. So that's one of the most important things of the job itself, you know,
mm-hmm.
making sure all my battle buddies are taken care of
right.
Administratively, so they'll be able to focus on the mission itself.
Now, I know what a battle buddy is, but some of our listeners might not know what that is. So what's a battle buddy?
Oh, pretty much it's just someone that I serve with, who I can, and pretty much everyone, all my soldiers, and all the soldiers in the unit are my battle buddies. Someone that I serve with, who I have their backs, they have my back, and you know, we pretty much do anything for each other.
You bet.
Just a friend of mine.
Sergeant First Class Lionel Rodriguez. He is calling us from Shindan Air Force Base in Afghanistan. He's with Task Force Comanche, the HHC unit over there. Home station, Fort Hood, Texas, and his hometown, the Bronx in New York. Are you a Yankees fan, Sergeant?
I definitely am a Yankees fan.
You got a Yankees hat over there with you?
I don't. I meant to bring one, but I forgot it.
Okay, well, what are your hobbies? What do you like to do in your with your spare time? And I know you don't have a lot of it, but what do you do in your spare time, Sergeant Rodriguez?
Yeah, definitely not too much spare time, but anytime I do get a break from the office, I like to play basketball, hit up the gym, keep up, you know, maintain my physical fitness, and, you know, sometimes just pretty much just lounge around, watch a little AFN, you know.
Okay, how long have you been in the military? Sergeant Rodriguez, how long have you been in the military?
10 years, sir.
10 years, okay. And that's sounds like you're making a career out of it, right?
Yeah, definitely. The Army's been good to me, so I want to keep on going.
All right. Well, Sergeant Rodriguez, everybody wants to know how the chow is. I don't need to take you back years ago to some of the versions of what we had to eat in the Nam and people had to eat in other places in between and before us and all that. But how's the chow over there? How's the food?
Well, you know, I'm not a big complainer. I'm eating like Sunday morning, so you know, when I get a plate of whatever they serve it, whether it be taco day, soul food day, steak and lobster day, it's all good to me. So for me, I really enjoy the food. It's you know, nothing like home cooking, but pretty close to it.
You know, you're making
no
me hungry.
Here.
You know, you're making me hungry. You know that. Okay, well, here's my final question for you, Sergeant Rodriguez. What is it that our listeners that are listening right now could send you that you really want to get over there?
You know what? Honestly, I have everything that I have here. You know,
I make a suggestion. How about mail? U.S. mail. How about somebody mailed you some cards, like some kids in the school classroom or something like that?
Oh, that'd be awesome. We usually get those periodic, especially we had a good couple classes during the Christmas season that sent us some cards, and that was awesome.
Okay. Well, Sergeant Rodriguez, I want to give you an opportunity one more time to say hello, goodbye to everybody that's listening. And, folks, this is Sergeant First Class Lionel Rodriguez calling us live from Shindan Air Force Base in Afghanistan. Go right ahead, Sergeant.
Hey, I just want to give one more shout-out again to all my buddies here in Task Force Comanche. My family's in Florida, my family in New York, and my family in Puerto Rico. I love you guys, and I'll see you soon.
And by the way, one thing for you, Sergeant Rodriguez, we appreciate your service to America. All of us over here are proud of you and your men and women serving with you. And a little suggestion to you, a statement that we make in the fire service to each other, stay low.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. Okay, folks, the Captain's America rolls on. Don't go anywhere. All right, Sergeant Rodriguez, let me tell you how you can hear this so you know how you'll be able to be heard. There's a podcast, thecaptainsamerica.us, thecaptainsamerica.us, which is the website for the show.
Sir?
And
the line broke down for a couple seconds. Can you repeat that from
okay.
the beginning?
Okay. The all lowercase, the, T-H-E, captains, that's captain with an S on the end of it, thecaptainsamerica.us, as in United States, is the website where you can go, and you'll be able to hear the podcast later in the day, and then you'll be heard on Troop Talk Radio, which is also a link off that same website to get to there, and you know, you'll be able to take that podcast and save it for all posterity.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and listen, I really appreciated it, and we'll try to keep you abreast and do the best we can over here for you guys and gals, because anytime you need anything over there, you know at least this radio guy, former ground pounder, will try to help you any way he can, so don't be a stranger.
Hey, I appreciate it, brother.
All right, you take care now, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye now.